Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Bring up what you want at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those. And if you like the show, there are different ways to support Free Talk Live. We'll tell you about those here in a little bit. But the actual main feature of the site allows you to control the content of the site. You find something online you think's interesting, you just submit it over at freetalklive.com as show prep, and then other listeners vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestion. You get to vote as well on things. And the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the site. So go and get interactive over at freetalklive.com. And, of course, we'll take your calls about whatever you want. The toll-free number, again, is 1-800-259-9231. So there's national news about pornography, and Mark, you're going to bring us the story.
Yeah, it's from ABC News at blogs.abcnews.com. Looks like it's ABC's Russell Goldman here that's doing the reporting. Michelle Bachmann became the first presidential candidate to sign a pledge vowing to support a constitutional amendment that defines marriage between a man and a woman, and which calls for a ban on all pornography. The marriage vow, a declaration of dependence upon marriage and family, sponsored by the Family Leader, an Iowa-based conservative organization, equates same-sex marriage with bigamy and polygamy, and calls on all candidates to promise to be faithful to their spouses. Yeah, I'm interested, you know, that if they would, if this is a sort of biblically based organization, polygamy and bigamy are, there's nothing unusual with those in the Bible. God didn't seem to have a problem with that behavior at one point.
Well, these people have made a decision about what they believe everyone in the world should be like, and that is, they should be like them. Everyone in the world should be like me, according to these folks. And it's just the most crazy viewpoint. And they're not the only ones who hold that particular viewpoint. All kinds of people around the world have this viewpoint that I am right, and my viewpoint is the correct one. And if I say marriage is between a man and a woman, then that's the way it should be. And if you disagree, well, we're going to put you in a cage until you figure out that we're right. And it's just gross. Leave people alone. Why can't folks just be left alone?
Apparently, this doesn't just stop with same-sex marriage and pornography. It also goes on. The two-page pledge includes a declaration of dependence on marriage and the family, then blames several factors for the deterioration of traditional marriage, including quickie divorce and unmarried couples living together. The pledge also describes homosexuality as a choice and not genetic.
Hold on. They said that unmarried couples living together contributes to divorce?
Yes.
How the hell does that make any sense?
It contributes to the deterioration of traditional marriage, I guess.
Meaning that somebody wouldn't get married sooner if they were just living together?
It deteriorates traditional marriage.
I'm just trying to understand what that means.
Traditional marriage means you get together, you get married, then you move into a house.
Right.
If you do it in the wrong order, it deteriorates it. It's deteriorating.
These
right
people
now.
Are absolutely crazy.
Yeah,
no, they're right. The traditional marriage is deteriorating. I mean, that much is true.
Traditions are
or evolving.
Right. Yeah. There you go. Evolving. That makes more sense. I mean, it would seem to me that it would be you'd have a stronger marriage if you actually lived together before you got married with somebody.
Yeah. They want everybody to get married though.
Like, as soon as possible.
Yeah, and stay that way.
And what is traditional? Like, you can't stand one another, you sleep in separate beds, you drink until you pass out?
Their belief is that somewhere in time, people, you know, lived together in holy matrimony, and that was better because they didn't get divorces nearly as often. I guess they must not have cheated on each other either. I don't know. I mean, they have this idea.
This fanciful concept.
Yeah, it's one of these, you know, conservative generally means they've gone back into the past, usually an imagination,
right,
imaginary past, and picked a time and a place and decided that one was better. Let's get back there.
Right. Well, more power to these people. Don't they realize that, like Ian said, they can have this, and instead of using the force of the state, they can just write a book and let whoever wants to buy it voluntarily buy it and adopt those practices, and they don't have to have their Victoria's Secret catalog mailed to their house, because I'm sure that's classified as pornography as well, or will be at some point, or the swimsuit issue. So go have it, write your book, have a good, nice life.
Well, that would be the persuasive way to do things, Ademo, and that would be the right way to approach trying to spread a viewpoint or
logical
belief system.
Yeah.
But people are acclimated to this idea that, well, somebody's tried to force me to do something, so I'm going to go ahead and try to force my way on everybody else. And maybe my group, my side, will be strong enough to overpower everybody, and we'll go ahead and shove our belief system
down
their throat.
Who can pay the bully the most?
Because that works. Getting people to pick up your belief system, shove it down their throat, that'll really make it so they appreciate and understand your belief system and really embrace it. So, no, it won't. It'll completely have the opposite of intended effects, and I can't imagine how horrible things will be if they actually do ban pornography. That's a scary idea because it's not going to go away.
Well, they were basically trying it under the Bush administration. I mean, they were going after certain porn purveyors.
Yeah, they went after the more extreme porn, I can't really get into descriptive as to what they did in these porns, but they involve bodily functions, let's say. They involve violence.
Excretory porn.
Yeah. They went after some of those producers, and they jailed, I think Max Hardcore was one of the guy's names. They jailed that guy. And so certainly they did begin this kind of track, and it doesn't surprise me that people want to take that even further. But to ban all she signed something that says she agrees with banning all forms of pornography.
Right. Well, that's like internet censorship, because that's what it's going to take, because the internet is not going to be bannable.
It's going to take a huge enforcement effort, because the porn industry is tremendously large, especially online. I just want to bring something to these people's attention. Maybe they don't understand. Maybe they didn't pay attention during when they were learning about prohibition of alcohol. Prohibition works the same way across the board. Whenever you say to folks, hey, you can't do that, if people want to do that, they do it, and they are willing, most of them are willing to take the risk of whatever punishment is to come for doing that. In the case of pornography, if they push pornography underground, it'll become an incredibly dangerous profession, because you, at this time in pornography, you do have a situation where they're concerned about sexually transmitted diseases. Pornography, the porn stars are tested for these things. This is a concern. But if porn is made behind in the shadows, if porn is made in secretive locations with a secretive crew, people wearing bags over their heads, I don't know, blurring people's persons out, so to speak.
This. It's ridiculous. They're just going to drive it underground.
But that's what I'm saying. You're driving it underground. You're making it more dangerous. The actors and the actresses will be paid. I don't know what the pay will be. I don't know if it'll go up or down or how that'll end up working out. But either way, people will be abused more often. People will be sold into slavery more often to act in these porns, because all of it will have to be done, produced, distributed, viewed, all in the underground.
The only good thing that came out of this whole story or release is that this guarantees Michelle Bachmann will not be president.
Yeah, indeed. I'm with you.
Awesome.
Anybody who would sign this needs to go.
Well, that's a good point, because, the conservative movement is probably full of secret porn watchers, so they won't want that to go away.
Yeah, I'm not sure if she is, but I can tell you that there's a lot of problems with this. So first off, she, just makes it so gay people will never vote for Republicans. Mm-hmm. This is where Republicans really fall down on the job, and that they don't understand what the two-party system has in store for them. Yes, Republicans are having their heyday now, but let's look two or three decades down the road when Republicans continue to ostracize illegals, which really means Mexicans. So Mexicans are voting Democrat. Black people are pretty sure that they know who the KKK votes with, and there's the old the Southern agenda or whatever that the Republicans had back in the 80s when Reagan got into power. And the gays are pretty sure that the Republicans don't want them to be able to get married. So as these groups, and the Mexicans are going to definitely grow, and minority groups are growing, as these groups continue to get more powerful, the Republicans get more and more marginalized. I mean, these issues the Republicans have taken on for themselves are sadly the death knell for that party. They're either going to have to change or die, and I'll tell you, conservatives hate change. They hate it. It's their very name says, I don't like change.
When Ron Paul's supporters came into their conventions in 2008 and tried to get interactive and do things within the political party, they shut off their microphones, they intimidated them, they tried to stop them from doing it. You're right, Mark. 800-259-9231. The idea of banning pornography is one of the scariest things that I've heard.
You don't think
proposed.
That making it hard to get a divorce is scary?
That's a pretty bad idea, too. More coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Ensor for HardcoreChristianity.com, the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America failed to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Live in or visiting the Phoenix area? Come join us twice a week for our healing and deliverance services or attend our free monthly seminars. Check website for service hours and schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com, and enjoy the features there for free. We've got a bunch of stuff, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they are listeners of this program. Shrine.freetalklive.com. We'll get you there at shrine.freetalklive.com.
Ruger has some exciting new offerings for this model year. The LC9 is a new, slightly larger cousin to the very popular LCP. It's compact, has numerous safety features, a three-dot sight system, and Ruger always has and always will mean rugged. The Ruger LC9, the next handgun you must own. Made in America, made for you. Ruger.com. You can go over there and see the LC9. If you want to purchase one, you'll have to get it from your local gun dealer. Ruger.com.
All right, so let's go down this list of things again, because I feel like we've kind of glossed over some of it. This Michelle Bachmann, who apparently is one of the characters running for political office, Republican presidential candidate.
I gotta say, I kind of liked her when she had some quote out there.
You are such a sap.
That said, she reads von Mises at the Ludwig von Mises at the beach or something.
He did the same thing with the Sarah Palin chick back in 2008. Like any Republican female, Mark just gets all
that can bat her eyes, right?
Yeah. I'm not certain that that's what the the fact that they have two X chromosomes certainly does is something that you can say about them. They're both brunettes. Maybe I just like brunette Republican women. I he's just coming.
Yeah,
up
do you like Ann Coulter? Do you like Ann Coulter?
No, I don't.
No, she's blonde though.
She's
so
pretty mean.
Brunette thing.
Yeah.
So apparently this Bachmann's pretty mean too. She wants to ban pornography.
At this point, I'm converted to, you know, sorry, anybody who would sign this pledge, I'm done.
Yeah. So tell me one more time. So ban pornography.
She wants to ban pornography. Protect the sanctity of marriage. And of course, gay folks can't get married.
It's really exciting to see that she's focusing on the key issues here.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's important.
Forget about the 10-year war or the
debt. This is a key issue for a certain segment of the American population. These people will vote basically gay marriage.
These people they're not swinging anything here.
They're swinging something in Iowa, and that's what matters. Iowa and New Hampshire.
Well,
right now.
And
you've got to stir up. There's only a few bases in the Republican Party, and you know one of those bases, of course, the rabid Ron Paul kind of folks. But what is Michelle Bachmann going to do? Out Ron Paul, Ron Paul? She can't. Her hope would be that Ron Paul loses somewhere along the primary, which I would expect, and then she can get some of those people by saying, "Hey, I read Ludwig von Mises at the beach,
and I want to ban pornography."
Well.
Because that's a real Miesian position.
Politics is an ugly, ugly game, and some people will make
and
that decision.
And there are ugly people involved. 1-800-259-9231.
She's kind of pretty.
I figured you'd say that. So, tell me what else. So, sanctity of marriage, meaning ban gay marriage.
Gay marriage. Also, quickie divorces. She wants to do away with those.
She probably would want to get away. That basically means, like, because divorce isn't quick, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, I was talking with somebody who was going through a divorce process, and it's taken a long time.
Do they have children?
Yes.
Okay, that's one of the issues is, you know, mostly the quickie divorces have to do with people that aren't, don't have
kids. They have those already, like an annulment or something? Didn't, like, Britney Spears get, like, 9 of them or something in the day?
I mean, they annulments are basically a religious operation, as I understand it, that you get the divorce and then you get the annulment through your church and then it never happened. But I do think there is some of the states have annulments, too, but, it's just trying to say that the marriage never happened.
So the liberty position, of course, would be government should get the hell out of marriage entirely, that there should be no government involvement, period. There should be no government permission slip, no government fee, you know, government.
How did that even happen? Why did people even start going to?
Good question.
Right, like
it
what
was
were
actually
you thinking?
Because the government started. Why did people start getting driver's licenses when they started driving cars? Because the government said you had to.
Well, no, it started because of racism.
Indeed, I'm just saying. I'm explaining why people went and got them. Marriage licenses came up because the government didn't want white folks marrying black folks, especially.
That's it.
White women marrying black men, and that was what the purpose of marriage licenses really when they became a big deal.
It was the late 1800s, isn't that right?
That's when they became a big deal. As I understand it, they did exist in some places prior to that, but some people didn't want religious weddings, so they would get a wedding from some government official, somebody who
has to be someone official.
Right, it has to be somebody official.
Well, that's what it's come down to is over the years, because government has been so great at developing its legitimacy. I mean, government sucks at most everything, but you've got to give them credit. The government people have done a great job at brainwashing Americans because they educate them. I mean, most Americans go to government school, so they're educated into believing that, well, if you want something to be official, then you've got to go to the government. And so I remember when I had an ex-girlfriend who was once a fiance, and we were talking about marriage plans and such at that time, and I was not going to get a state marriage, and that was not a very popular position amongst her family members. They did not understand. They could not comprehend why someone wouldn't want, and my girlfriend was with me at the time. She agreed. So we were both going to not have a state marriage, and people were upset. You know, this, you have to have a government marriage.
You guys should have just hired some actor to, like, fill out a form for them and, like, had a little ceremony. It would have been hilarious.
To make them think that it was a state marriage.
Okay, we'll do it. Here you go. You know, just have some goof come in.
Yeah. So,
Who was going to marry you?
Some pastor at some church or whatever.
Just some pastor at some church.
Yeah, I don't remember which one, but anyway.
Clearly wasn't a church you cared about.
No, obviously not. I didn't care about the marriage either. But, It was all just a big ploy, essentially, between her and I. She wanted to get some stuff from her family, so we were going to get married for that.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah. I can relate. I got married at Porkfest for
personal
benefit. Yeah.
So,
what's his name?
Arno.
Marriage shouldn't be the provision of the government. The government should stay the hell out of it, and people should go, who want to get married, should go and find themselves a church or find themselves a Unitarian minister or whoever it is that they want to enter into a contract together, to have them as essentially as a witness to a contract. I mean, that's basically, you know, if you want to add whatever kind of ceremony you want to it, that's essentially what a marriage should be, is an agreement between two individuals or five individuals, whatever. It's none of my business who you want to spend your time with. And in what way, in what organization, etc. So there's that, and then there's the porn issue, and then what else? Was there anything else in this pledge?
Well, there's. I think that pretty much sums it up. I mean, you know, don't like them same-sex marriage things. Got to have a U.S. amendment to stop that.
It says here, according to thinkprogress.org, the pledge also states that homosexuality is both a choice and a health risk.
Oh.
So Michelle Bachmann has now come out and stated that she believes that homosexuality is a choice. That you can just choose otherwise.
I think that that's a pretty common statement among...
It's a bunch of nonsense. Just because it's common doesn't mean it's true.
I think that there's something to be said for it. It is I choose to act in a heterosexual manner. I was born heterosexual, though.
Right. I see what you're saying. So you're saying you could put a penis in your mouth if you wanted to.
Indeed.
But you don't have the drive to do that, so therefore you're not gay. Right?
I think that they have a point when they say that homosexuality is a behavior. I think that there's a point to be had in there, but I think that what it really does is it sort of diminishes what kind of psychological strife would be in this person's life for trying to not be who they are.
If you talk to anybody who considers themselves gay or lesbian and ask them if it was a choice, they'll tell you they were born that way.
I don't think that all of them would say that. I mean, you said
everyone
anybody.
I've ever talked to.
Same with me. I have a brother.
Many,
who's gay.
I'd say.
Anyone I've ever talked to. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. And as you pointed out, I think, Mark, why would anybody choose to be ostracized in such a way? I mean, they're making these choices because that's what they're inclined to do.
Storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm meshes, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military
military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The Maine name in military supply.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times the profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at hardshoots.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-feeding food reserves, and more. For a limited time with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.hardshoot.com. www.hardshoot.com.
Hey Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian? The number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at SoupBeanSurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit SoupBeanSurvival.com. That's SoupBeanSurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And joining you this evening, it's Ian. And also...
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Pete Ayer and Mark Ed.
Pete is here, courtesy of LibertyOnTour.com. The demo has stepped out. Pete, you're going to be with us for the remainder of the program. We've already talked in detail, I think you were listening at the time, about what you and a demo are going to be doing within the next week's time, going down back. Another return to Greenfield, Massachusetts. Going to do some more outreach, going to do some more video work,
hook
up with some people down there. You guys are turning into celebrities down there, from what I understand.
Well, I mean, it's hard walking down Main Street without running into good folks, and, you know... Unfortunately, that bodes well. It bodes well for us, and it bodes, I think, well for them in the future, too, because, you know, learning some effective tactics, using cameras. Some folks were doing that when we left last time. I hope it's continued. You know, together we're going to stand up and say no more and essentially not let these folks with badges get away with things that are wrong for me or you to do.
Absolutely. We can talk more about what's going on there in a moment. But first.
Yeah, if you're looking to do some camping, hunting, or shooting, ManVentureOutpost.com is the place you know need to go for gear. They carry knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com, they're family-owned and members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. This is very important when you're doing business online to find a business that has a good reputation. Some prices are so low, in fact, that they can't even be mentioned on the air. Get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL, that's FTLs and Free Talk Live. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com.
All right. Once again, the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Ladies first, let's talk to Alex, listening in our hometown of Sarasota, Florida, WSRQ. Hello, Alex. You're on Free Talk Live, Ian, Pete, and Mark.
Hello. Is Ian in tonight or no?
This voice sounds familiar.
Yes, it's Alex Redman. Hello to Ian and Mark.
Hey,
how
Alex.
Are you guys?
Hey, Alex.
Little
it's
Alex
nice.
From the radio station from yep. 1220. Yep.
You and I used to work together at the station that we're now back on, WSRQ in Sarasota. You were one of the hosts of, I think it was the Afternoon Drive show, and I was the board operator there at the time. And so so what's on your mind tonight besides just a reunion call? What's happening down there in your life?
What's happening in my life is I still work in media. I'm working at SNN Local News 6 as a field producer, and I have a television show with local doctors. And I'm actually being paid, which was something we didn't really get at when we were on the radio way back when.
Yeah, that's
you guys are doing really well. I kind of follow you when I get to tune in.
Very cool.
It feels like you guys have a huge following.
So you were on hold while we were talking about this this candidate who is now calling for the banning of all pornography. How does that make you feel, Alex?
Well, being that I'm in the media right now, I can't really get too much into that. But I think that, you know, from the past, my views haven't really changed. In a nutshell, you know, to each his own.
I'm with you there. So wait, when you say you're with the media, you can't express yourself? Are you, like, prohibited?
Well, she's news now.
I'm working with the news, so, you know, it's
she's
like,
a journalist.
Yeah.
Unbiased.
So meaning that, like, you're like an anchor or something like that?
Well, she's a field producer, she said.
No, but I'm a field producer, and I'm kind of heading in that direction. So
Alex is hot. You know, they're going to put her in front of a camera before too long. You know, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, for sure.
You think about, like 10 years ago, maybe. I went out there and I bought a camera and I just started working it myself because I'm not waiting for somebody to go and hire me. So I started a little film production company. We produce commercials, infomercials, et cetera.
Good for you. So wait a minute. You did that before they hired you? You went out and you kind of did your own producing work, and then that helped you get hired?
Absolutely. What happened was my ex-boss, when I left 1220, I immediately went to another job and became a producer with a company called Health Plus Media. Health is in To Your Health.
Mm-hmm.
They're a medical marketing firm, and I worked there until I went back to New York for 2 years. My dad became ill since I last saw you. He's since passed away. And then I came back to Sarasota and was offered my old job back, but gas was ridiculous. And so my ex-boss and I decided to start a little business on the side, producing commercials.
I think that's a great story because we've talked frequently in the past on this program. A lot of people will come to us and say, guys, you know, how did you do it? And it's you have to start as a labor of love. I think in a lot of these media, as far as getting a foothold in the world of the mainstream media, you've got to start as just doing whatever it is that you love to do and put it out there, put something out there consistently. And then, like you did, somebody saw that or you used it as a demo pack or whatever, and you put it out to the mainstream organizations out there, and you got yourself a gig, which a lot of people wonder how you go about doing it. It takes a lot of effort up front, doesn't it?
Well, it does, but you know what? I had good role models because I had you and Mark here in Sarasota, and from what I seem to remember is that you had a house. You were one of the original investors, and boy, did you sell at the right time.
No, I didn't. I lost money big time.
I did.
But you know what? If you had held on to it for another couple of years, you would have done even worse.
Oh, man. Yeah, I should have taken the first offer I got. Somebody made an offer on it, and I said no to it, and then I ended up losing another $20,000 after that. So
I got to tell you, I know so many people that are going to be paying this stuff off for the rest of their lives. I mean, it's gotten so out of hand.
Alex, it's great hearing from you. I'm glad you're well. And look, are you on Facebook?
I certainly am, so I'll friend you guys and vice versa, and I'm so glad that the show is so successful. I mean, it's a very intelligent show. I love it.
Best of luck to you. So, glad you're out there, and thanks for the call, Alex. Alex Redmond, media personality down in our hometown, Sarasota. Nice lady. 800-259-9231. I like that there was a success story there as well about, you know, creating media, because I don't want this to be a reunion show and people are like, hey, guys, I remember you.
Yeah.
You know, I appreciate that, but it doesn't make for the best radio. So it was nice to turn that in.
It's amazing what she managed to do there. But it kind of reminds me of the old general manager there at 1220 at the time.
The drunken GM.
Whatever you wish to call him. I remember him.
He went out at noon and got drunk at the, at the bar.
He was the GM.
Yeah.
Well, he was the owner, too, the main stockholder. And strangely, the project failed. But we had talked to him about going, weeknights with Free Talk Live, because we were given the option to do that by the syndication company that was carrying us on weekends.
Right, because we had started when we first got syndicated as just doing a Saturday show. So we were just doing a Saturday show at that time.
And then 2 weeks later, they offered us a weeknight show.
Right.
We went and talked to the guy in charge, and he said, I can't take you guys weeknights. You don't like anything, you know. So he just didn't have the vision for it. Now I believe the guy that he had on air at the time is now dead, and you know, I mean, that's how old he was. Mm. And you know, Free Talk Live is growing. So, you know, maybe it was whatever was right for his station. That's fine by me. But you know, it does show that Free Talk Live is a growing concern that a lot of people are interested in.
Your toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. So if you are wanting to break into the mainstream media, and some people would say it's not even worth your while, although I think that there's still a lot of people out there that, you know, watch TV and they listen to the radio, so it may still be, I think it's still probably worthwhile. If you want to break into the mainstream, you've got to have a product. And if you've never worked in radio or TV before, then what are you going to show them when you go and pitch yourself? You've got to have something to show.
You're going up against Alex Redmond there, where she's got all kinds of, you know, video and work she's been doing. Yeah, some of she's done for free. So what? You're going for a paying gig now.
Yeah, one thing I'll mention on this topic, if there's any college students out there that want to go this route, the Institute for Humane Studies, who I know has been an advertiser through y'all and actually a past employer of mine, has scholarships available for people to go into broadcast and new media journalism investigation. So that's at theihs.org.
They actually route us through libertarianseminars.com.
So I thought it was Libertarian Internships.
They have both.
Okay.
Libertarian Seminars and libertarianinternships.com. Uh-huh. You can go either one of those. But he's right. It's theihs.org. Yeah.
Yep.
Great organization.
Yeah, for sure.
Anybody who's young and interested in the media, that's the way you should do it.
You can bring up what you want.
They'll give you a paycheck.
Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And maybe you agree with banning pornography. I mean, we didn't ask that question. Does anybody actually agree with this lady, this person that's running for office? Ban porn?
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, Ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles. How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomason Law Group carefully plan your escape. We're one of only a few remaining debt relief companies to survive massive government crackdowns. Why? Because the Thomason Law Group has proven itself, helping thousands of people like you reclaim their financial future for over 18 solid years. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices in all 50 states. Our expert credentialed staff can specifically tailor-make your absolute best recovery plan. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomason Law Group now for a free no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst. 1-800-756-3744. Call now because you're tired of running. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Hey, if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and there will be links there to Amazon's different ones around the world. There's US, UK, Canada, Germany. Click into the appropriate one where you would like to shop, and then get your shopping done. Get whatever it is you're looking for in dozens of categories. They've got probably millions of items. I don't know what the full inventory is of Amazon. It'd probably be impossible to figure that out. They have so much stuff. You know Amazon. They're the world's largest internet retailer with great deals, free super saver shipping on a lot of their brand new items. And they even sell used items as well. So go and get your shopping done, and you'll help Free Talk Live, because when you enter through the links at shop.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. It's that simple. So get your shopping done, shop.freetalklive.com.
Tonight on the Edgington Post, that's an interview program that I do that's attached to the podcast that you can get at freetalklive.com. I talk with Ike Brannon about his article that's appearing in Regulation Magazine, Obfuscation at the EPA, and it's about the Obama administration's how they've quietly altered the way that they calculate the federal cost-benefit analysis with some regulatory agencies, and just the lies and the theft that's going on of the American people's money. So you can listen to that by downloading the podcast.
All right, and that will be available later tonight at freetalklive.com. All right, so 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. There's a new bomb scare out there. They're trying to freak you out, the TSA. If you didn't think they were invasive enough, well, the latest scare story is that they're going to implant bombs in people now. So they're going to have to get more invasive in their searches, folks, because you could have a bomb inside you.
I wonder how they could possibly stop this.
Well, considering that they can't stop the other types of bombs that come through, right, they won't stop it.
So, and people, right, you're just making a claim there, and we need to back that up with some facts. The fact is that every single time a news story is leaked, the TSA is missing 70%, 80%, 100% of guns, knives, and fake bombs that they're testing themselves on.
Right. Yeah, and at the end of the day, we're never going to be absolutely safe, especially through a top-down, one-size-fits-all
model. Apparently, we won't even be half safe. I mean,
right,
exactly. The bureaucrats, so inefficient government bureaucrats are testing other inefficient government bureaucrats and beating them more than 50% of the time. Now, I usually just use the term 50% because I figure there must be some tests where they beat it more than 50% of the time. It can't just always be them missing 70, 80, 90, 100% of the time. But that's all I ever see. I've never seen one where it's been less than 70%.
That's surprising they even post those figures.
Well, they haven't since, I think, 2006.
There was one recently in Texas. It was 2011, early part of 2011.
Really? And what was it?
It was with this new backscatter machine, and it was one of their own red team went through with a handgun shoved in her waistband five times at the same airport.
And how many times did they catch her?
None. Not one. Zero. Wow. And the TSA also, you know, they might scare you about bombs being implanted in people, but you need to understand they've never caught a terrorist.
Right.
The TSA has never, in its history, caught a terrorist.
So the news now is that according to the BBC, ABC News, airlines being warned by the government that terrorists are considering surgically hiding bombs inside humans to evade airport security. Now, is there actually any evidence of this? Or is this just what the government's claiming?
I mean, even if this did exist, and maybe it does here and there, you know, I don't know, but like, at the end of the day, let's look at the underlying factors, like what would cause somebody to do this, and if it does exist, what's the best way to deal with it? And it's not to create a more totalitarian regime here at home,
right,
under the auspices of keeping us safe, nor is it to go kill strangers around the world.
Well, of course, that's the real reason why it's happening. If anybody is called, you know, this traditional idea of a terrorist, someone coming over from the Middle East to enact violence upon people here in the U.S., they're doing that because some people calling themselves the U.S. military or the CIA went over to their place of living and caused violence over there and messed with their business. And you're right, Pete, you've got to strike at the root. Essentially, all of this TSA stuff, all this nonsense, this security theater, as it's been called by a lot of security experts, because they know there's a bunch of bunk. But this, all the security theater is really just, you know, they're trying to paper over the symptoms, not the cause. And they're never going to be able to make it work. As you pointed out, Mark, they can't make it work right now. Even with all their technology and all their bureaucrats and all their money, they can't make it work.
If you ask the security experts in Israel, they'll tell you it's extraordinarily difficult. That means nearly impossible to stop somebody who's dedicated enough to kill themselves from committing crime.
Right, the supposed solutions only exacerbate the problem and create the problems most times.
The only people that are willing, you know, in studies, they study this stuff. I mean, this isn't just, you know, people talking. This is their jobs. You know, smart people making lots of money say that the only people that will do suicide bombings, besides the really crazy, crazy types like the Jared Loughner, are people whose countries are occupied.
You know, to juxtapose this story about the scare tactics that continue to be peddled under the, you know, our rights continue to be usurped is, you know, I want to go back to the eBay comment you made about the number of products they had. I mean, it's a concept called the long tail. Essentially, you know, you go to a neighborhood bookstore, they have a limited amount of shelf space. Maybe they carry 1,000 titles, but eBay has, you know, warehouses. And this
or
is
Amazon,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, Amazon. And this is just, I mean, it's like crowdsourcing essentially as well. Like, it's very open source and free market. You know, it's a collaborative and peaceful exchanges of information versus like what the government does.
So how do you tie that into the airline security situation?
I mean, I'm just saying anything that the government is trying to do, you know, they're trying to grow their sphere of influence, and by definition, doing that is harming more people's rights. Whereas the situations and goods and services offered by places such as Amazon, because of these long tail, these market mechanisms and consensual interactions, is you know, this is very positive and creates wealth.
Right,
and this
it's
is
top down versus bottom up. Right. So, and in this case with the government, you've got some bureaucrat at the top or some, you know, crew of bureaucrats deciding that this is what we're going to do. We need these backscatter machines, and now we need to do this kind of searches and whatever. This is what we will do to keep people safe. Whereas the marketplace deciding would be the best way to keep people safe.
Right, exactly.
You looked at, I remember looking at the example of, remember the snipers back in D.C.? You might have been living in D.C. at the time.
It was right before I got to D.C.
Right before. Yeah. The two guys, Malvo, I think was one of their names.
Sounds right.
Mohammed or something like that. Anyway, they were going around sniping people at gas stations and such. And I remember we...
That's
going
to solve a problem.
When we were talking about it on the air at the time, we read stories about how the market was responding. Because how are the police going to keep you safe from the snipers?
Right.
I mean, if you have to leave your home to go to work, eventually you're going to have to go to the gas station. So how is it that the police out there who claim it is their job to protect and serve, how is it they're going to keep you safe? They can't do anything. In fact, the police didn't even catch these guys. It was another individual who saw them and then called the police to point out to the police where these guys were. So it wasn't because of any police work that these dudes got caught, despite the fact that they were out there having their press conference every single day talking about how they were, you know, bringing down the entire squad and they're calling in people from the outside and, you know, we're on it. We're going to do whatever we can to catch these folks. Right. Well, it wasn't the cops that caught them. But besides that, there were interesting stories about how the owners of the gas stations were actually acting in their customers' interest to protect their customers. Because at that point, if you ran a gas station, it was in your financial best
interest target, man.
To make sure that your customers were as safe as possible when they were using your gas pump. So I remember one story about, I guess, some guy that had these opaque flaps that he had installed on the overhang, the covering for the gas area. So you'd essentially would drive into the gas pumps and you would be obscured. Wow. Someone on the outside would not be able to see where you are. I mean, theoretically, they could still spray gunfire in there, but it wouldn't be as likely to...
Well, these weren't people
connect.
Spraying gunfire,
no,
though.
Just
these were
snipers.
Right. Right. And again, to juxtapose this situation where, you know, someone has an incentive to have a favorable interaction with another person. They make a peaceful, safe in exchange for an environment for peaceful and safe exchange. And on the other hand, you have government, which is now creating checkpoints. People that work for the government creating checkpoints, you know, again, under the auspices of protection and security. But all they're doing is violating your rights. So it's...
Right.
This is what government does. This
and
is what...
they're training people to be obedient and training people to be used to seeing security
right.
people everywhere. And now you've got, I don't know if you heard about this, Pete, but in D.C. on the Jefferson Dance Party here this past week on Monday, on the 4th, they were having the 4th Jefferson Dance Party. And they had to go through multiple checkpoints while they were on foot
wow.
to get there, where they were searching people's bags. Just stopping people wholesale out trying to enjoy their Independence Day holiday in D.C.
Crazy.
People getting stopped everywhere. They were stopped, the dancers, Meg, she called to tell us about this. They were stopped 3 times on their way to the Jefferson Memorial.
Yeah, it's definitely a police state in D.C.
1-800-259-9231. We'll tell you more about what's going on here with the new scare tactics from the Homeland Security folks regarding the implanted bombs. 1-800-259-9231. Hour number 3 is next. Still time for you and your thoughts. You can bring up whatever you would like. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.